This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
What the? Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Whoa. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know Daryl is from Bainbridge Island. Daryl, are you there? Are you there? Hello?
Uh-oh.
Daryl?
What
is happening?
Yo, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Woo!
We hear you great.
Daryl, what were you doing at 5:40 on Friday? Do you remember?
I, for once, listened. I didn't try to. I was just in my truck, and it was on. So woo! I did hear the answers.
Oh, I hope you remember. All right, Steve, it's time for you to get out of here.
Bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Daryl has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes, ma'am.
Who founded Amazon?
Jeff Bezos.
Correct. What candy bar is associated with the Gimme a Break jingle?
Kit Kat.
Yes. The longest boardwalk in the world exists in what East Coast state?
New Jersey.
Yes. Who played Marty McFly in the 80s film Back to the Future?
Michael J. Fox.
Correct. Which is the only NFL team to go a whole season undefeated, including the Super Bowl?
Miami Dolphins.
Yes. What band had the early 2000s hit song Bodies?
Deadpool?
No.
Pass.
Who did Forbes name the youngest self-made billionaire ever in 2019?
Kylie Jenner?
Yes. Pennywise is the villain from what horror movie?
It.
Yes. What are the names of the Rice Krispies mascots?
Snap, Crackle, Pop.
Yes. How many Great Lakes are there?
5.
Yes. What band had the early 2000s hit song Bodies?
Linkin Park? I have no idea.
You were so close with your first guess. But you got 9 correct. And might I add, I believe listening to the cheat sheet during the men's room helped you, did it not?
Kylie Jenner. I knew the other two.
Nice.
Yay! Which happens at 5:40 every day.
Every day.
Taryn gives you a little cheat sheet that Steve
leg up.
Never gets to listen to because he's forbidden.
Well, I'm also in the middle of watching children's shows with my daughter or having dinner.
Both priorities. Of those sound so fun.
Yeah, priorities are out of whack. I get it.
Steve, are you ready?
Oh, yeah!
Who founded Amazon?
Jeff Bezos.
Correct. What candy bar is associated with the Gimme a Break jingle?
Break me off a piece of that Kit Kat bar.
Yes. Kit Kat. The longest boardwalk in the world exists in what East Coast state?
New Jersey.
Correct. Who played Marty McFly in the 80s film Back to the Future?
Oh, it's Back to the Future Day, too, today. What's his face? Michael J. Fox.
There we go. Which is the only NFL team to go a whole season undefeated, including the Super Bowl?
Miami Dolphins.
Correct. What band had the early 2000s hit song Bodies?
Drowning Pool.
Correct. Who did Forbes name the youngest self-made billionaire ever in 2019?
Is that Mark Zuckerberg?
No.
Tom from MySpace.
No. Poor Tom.
Youngest? Taylor Swift.
No. Pennywise is the villain in which horror movie?
It.
Correct. What are the names of the Rice Krispies mascots?
Snap, Crackle, Pop.
Correct. Steve, you got 8 correct, which is a great score, but not great enough. 9-8. Woohoo! Congratulations.
Damn, Daryl.
Okay. Don't be too happy there, Daryl. Whoa, chill.
We left him speechless.
I guess so. If you had listened to the cheat sheet, and Daryl did, this is why he got this one right. The Forbes youngest self-made billionaire, Kyle Jenner.
Kyle Jenner.
Some of one of them. Don't you remember that? It was like a huge thing.
I forgot.
Because she has the makeup and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, certain things don't stay in my brain, and that's definitely one of them.
I don't know why that is one that stayed in mine. But congrats on losing, Steve.
Live Night is coming back on December 13th, and we're taking over Showbox Soto this year, where everything will be performed live from the stage, from the sound effects to the voice actors. We even fly in Malcolm.
That's very true. I always love the Foley artists. They're always a blast when they just come up with the strangest sound effects. Also, lots of surprise guests. It's going to be a great time.
The KISW New Originals will be providing the soundtrack, and all the tickets are on sale now at KISW.com. We were all watching Sunday Night Football last night, and something very funny happened, and we have a simple question for you based on that. So you got to give us a call now, 206-803-ROCK. We promise it is a simple question, nothing tricky.
It was a post-game interview, and I was like, I can't believe that the guy answered what he said, and I'm curious what the Rockaholics are going to say and if they were in this situation.
206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Puddle of Mud.
The Daily Mix Show.
The Steelers beat the New York Jets last night. It was 37-15. Russell Wilson had a pretty great game in his debut, I'd say.
Yeah, it started off a little slow, but I mean, it was his first time playing with them, and then all of a sudden he dialed it in and played a pretty good game.
And then on the flip side, Aaron Rodgers had a bit of a tough game, including being intercepted by rookie Beanie Bishop Jr. 2 times. So after the game, Bishop was asked about those interceptions.
What is your plan to do with those footballs?
Man, I really want to get them signed in frame for real.
You're going to ask him to sign him?
Yeah, for sure. We'll see how that goes, though.
Yeah, we'll see how that goes.
I was like, yeah, good luck to that. I thought that was such an awesome answer because he got both of the balls because they were his first 2 interceptions.
Super exciting. Yeah. So this leads us to want to ask a simple question. And that simple question is this. If you were Aaron Rodgers, would you sign that ball? John from Puyallup, would you sign the ball?
Yeah, at first I said probably not, and I've been thinking about it, and I thought he maybe asked him over the interview, but, maybe in private, if he asked me privately, I might sign it for him, but if he asked me over the interview, I'd say probably no.
See, I'm torn. Yeah, I think that night I might tell him to go F himself. Because our team lost, we're now 2-5. I'm not really in a good mood, but maybe like a week or two later, or maybe at the end of the season, if I got like a FedEx package and he's like, "Hey man, I'm a rookie. Those are my first 2 interceptions. You're a legend. I would love for you to sign." Then I'd be like, "Ah, screw it." Well, and I might write on one of them, "Go F yourself," though.
Yes.
Yeah, just for funsies.
Graham and Sammamish, would you sign the footballs?
Yeah, why not? I mean, if you're Aaron Rodgers, you're like a quarterback legend, and this is just a rookie. I mean, yeah, go ahead and sign it. He's lost lots of games, Aaron Rodgers has, so, I mean, he's probably, he'd be fine with it.
He's lost lots of games this season, too.
Yes, he has.
It's funny, I can't remember what it was, but there's like an iconic picture where it's somebody's not looking like in there. I can't remember which sport, but it's like one of those things where the guy is notorious for saying no. Anytime anyone tries to get that picture signed, he's like, "There's no chance in hell. That's like the worst moment of my career. I'm not signing it." Whereas like people will show up to like his autograph signings and try and sneak it in there. And he's just like, I think it's almost now kind of become a bit. In a sense, he's like, no, I'm not going to do it.
Never, ever. Tony from Aberdeen, would you sign the footballs if you were Aaron Rodgers?
Yeah, I think I would. I think he would too. Like I said, a lot of people, he's getting on in his career and they lost, but I think it's also to the point of it's just a game and we're all here doing the same thing, doing the same job kind of thing. So, here you go, rookie, kind of as a veteran to, somebody that's up and coming in the league kind of thing.
See, I always love when like players at the end of the game, they swap jerseys, yes. They sign and all that. But again, like this is like a moment of, I don't know if embarrassment's the right thing, but it's kind of like, this just illustrates why we lost because of a couple of these interceptions probably would have been nice not to have them. I don't know. I have a feeling someone even said that Aaron Rodgers is too much of a diva to sign those balls.
See, a part of me agrees with that, but like if I were him, I would sign it. I mean, it's the guy's just starting his career. It would be really cool to be part of that, even if it was a negative thing on your side.
But I'd like to be in the room when that moment happens. I'd be like, yeah, go ask him. Ask him. Because you're right. Like, he's a rookie. This is a big moment. I'm sure Aaron remembers those days of being a rookie, and here's like this is a keepsake that he'll have it framed or put in like, you know, one of those little cases on his wall.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know if Aaron's signing it that night.
No, probably not. He's gonna take a minute.
Maybe wait till the Pro Bowl when I'm sure Aaron won't be there. But
oh no. Oh. Well, it was exciting to see the Seahawks win so big yesterday, and many Seahawks fans are beyond happy. Maybe too happy. So we're gonna go straight to the comments at 8:20.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Everyone knows social media is a time suck, and what you're about to hear proves it. If it's online, someone, somewhere has an opinion and is whining about it. So let's get straight to the comments.
The Seahawks had quite a victory on the road yesterday, beating the Atlanta Falcons 34-14.
Hell yeah.
And many Seahawks fans, like us, beyond happy. But some are maybe a little bit too happy. So we're going to go straight to the comments.
That's right. We took some of our favorite messages and comments and sent them to our production director, Jason, and said, hey, reenact them however you want. And this quite possibly might be the most positive straight to the comments segment that we've ever done, because there were a lot of happy Seahawks fans. Some might have even gone a little too far with how happy they are. But you know what? Let's illustrate how happy people are.
We're celebrating today.
Let's start with our first comment about the big win from our Seattle Seahawks. Are you ready?
Yeah.
I'm not even sure this was a Seahawks game, because there was no heart attack.
I felt bad because I was like, I was going to text Danny. Usually we have our little texting chat throughout the game. I'm like, oh, he's driving back from Spokane, so I don't want to distract him. And man, that was like the easiest game to watch. I mean, maybe a couple moments where I was like, oh boy, here we go. Here's where the team falls apart, but it didn't.
No, they just kept on keeping on.
It was great.
I spent the last 10 days being forced to hear Seahawks fans bitch and moan that this season was a disaster and talking about firing Mike McDonald 6 f***ing games into his first year as head coach. Where you at, mother f***s?
Okay, well, it's a little aggressive.
I mean, we were watching at a skating rink for a birthday party, and it was so wild to watch people on skates, like, moving, but also trying to watch a TV screen. It was very dangerous.
Did anybody fall?
I mean, I did one time, but it wasn't terrible.
But you fell just because you're a bad skater, not because you were distracted by the Seahawks win, right?
Kids are going down left and right. It was great.
My Gerald is a hero we didn't know we needed. Div 2 legend. Woo!
That might have been my favorite, like, you know, human interest story of the entire game because, what was it, Stone Forsyth was injured. And, I mean, I think a lot of people are like, okay, that's okay because he wasn't really playing all that great on the offensive line. It's been a rough go for Geno Smith because of just the inexperience of some of these guys.
Sure.
And just they're not up to par with some of the defenses that they're taking on. But Mike Jewell, a rookie, comes out of nowhere and plays a great game.
Oh, yeah.
And where did he go to? Finley is the college that he went. He was a Finley Oiler.
Go Oilers!
Do you know where Finley is? Does anybody?
No. East Coast?
I looked this morning and I already forgot. But when he first got drafted, I remember it was like from Finley. I was like, is that in like Ireland or something? I was like, I have no idea where the hell this is.
Never heard of it.
It was freaking awesome though. You figured it out?
I think it's Ohio.
Ohio. Boom. Go Oilers.
Yay.
Well, hopefully his great play continues.
Definitely.
Maybe it's North Dakota.
Oh, boy. Well,
I think it's North Dakota. I mean, maybe there's many.
Yeah. Go Oilers.
First time in a while I've enjoyed a stress-free game. Whew. Good box. Keep it up.
It was a lot of fun just to watch.
Oh, yeah. Just keep watching that score ticking up, 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 up.
Especially towards the end when all of a sudden the strip sack happened and then the interceptions. Like, who is this team? This is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Defense still wasn't impressive. Gave up a lot of quick throws and played soft. Sure, they had a takeaway, but that was because the Falcons were in desperation mode. Gotta play tough all four quarters.
Jason, you said it best.
I love the keyboard coaches. I really do.
My favorite are the ones that then go on like YouTube while like, you know, the press conferences are happening and they're like commenting. Like, you realize that this is just a social media team. It's not Mike McDonald that's running. He's not like the administrator for the YouTube page. It's not like you're a coach of the Seahawks and you're also handling our Twitter page.
Yeah.
Like, just leave him alone. All right, one more comment.
I've seen enough. Give Seattle their ring. Let's go.
Now that, my friends, is pure optimism.
Was that you?
Maybe.
No, that was a lot of fun. I mean, also, I think last week I had mentioned that the Falcons had only had 5 sacks on the entire season leading up to the game, and they only sacked Geno once yesterday.
Yeah, no, I mean, there were a few moments where Geno was definitely moving as quickly as possible because, you know, our offensive line is not, like, full of all-stars, but it was still better than the last 3 games.
And now we got the Bills coming to town. Let's go.
That's going to be a tough one.
Well, after the Steelers beat the Jets last night, Russell Wilson, who made his debut with the Steelers last night, was asked the question that everybody wants to know the answer to.
Go Hawks.
What will his catchphrase be for how he ends interviews now?
Mr. Unlimited.
Of course, it got a little awkward with his answer, and you're going to hear what he said during What's Trending after Foo Fighters.
The Daily Mix Show.
We know that for many of you, you're just getting your day going, you're sipping on coffee and trying to make sense of the world of pop culture, and that can be very overwhelming. So we're going to help you out and tell you what's trending.
What's trending on the Daily Mix Show? What's trending? Let's go. Let's go.
Last night after the Steelers won, Russell Wilson was interviewed and was asked the question that everybody's been dying to know the answer to. What will his new catchphrase be for how he ends interviews?
So Seahawks, of course, it was.
Go Hawks.
And then what? Broncos, it was Let's Ride.
Let's ride.
Broncos Country, Let's Ride, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he had the full thing. It wasn't just Let's Ride. It's Broncos Country.
Let's Ride.
Let's Ride. So what do you think it's going to be now?
I'm going to steal it. No idea.
I'm going to steal it.
I'm going to steal it.
Great game, Russ. Thanks a lot. I'm going to steal it. All right, Danny, what do you think it's going to be?
Steelers Country, Let's Steal.
Steelers Country. So I did see someone in Steelers Country, Let's Weld. So that was kind of funny. Sarah?
I was thinking something with steel, too. But I hate everything I'm coming up with. So it's probably one of those.
See, I thought it was going to be, because I heard somebody say this, and I don't know if it was true or not, but there was a rumor that it was going to be like interview, and then he ended with, all right, let's get 7, meaning let's get our 7th Super Bowl win.
Oh.
Get 7. So I don't know if that's like a locker room saying that they're doing right now, or if that's just Russ and his team, you know, team three going like, let's figure this all out. All right. So I think it was Aaron Andrews that interviewed him. I'm not positive. I can't remember. But you want to hear what he had to say?
Of course.
Okay, here we go.
You know, shout out to C and the kids up there. I don't know if they're still here or not. It's late, but man, I'm just grateful, man. God gave me an opportunity.
And we know you've had your catchphrases in Seattle and in Denver. You want to sign us off with your latest one?
We'll just wait. We'll wait till the end. We'll see what happens.
Wait till the end of what?
We'll wait till the end.
I love, she's like, wait till the end of what? This is the end.
The game is over.
What?
Okay. All right. We got to wait. The suspense, the drama. Congratulations, guys.
All right. Stay tuned for the sequel to Let's Ride.
Oh, my gosh. What? Well, that's disappointing.
Wait till the end of what?
What does he even mean?
I thought, all right, maybe he means wait till the end of the press conference that he does with the team after the game. Because, you know, that's like right on the field, which is also funny because they do all the press conferences. All the other players are fully showered and they're leaving the stadium clothes. Then Russell gets up to the podium. He's still in his Seahawks, I mean, his Steelers gear with the like the paint under his eyes, like the black markings under his eyes. I'm like, okay, come on. At some point, you shouldn't, like, what are you just sitting there basking? And I don't know why I'm starting to hate on the guy. I was all happy he won. And then I'm like, this dork. But he didn't say anything then.
Nothing?
He finished the interview, the press conference, and there was nothing.
Maybe he just hasn't come up with it yet.
Wait till the end of what?
We'll wait till the end.
Maybe the end of the season.
Maybe that's the end. That's his new thing. We'll wait till the end.
We'll wait till the end.
Thanks, guys. We'll wait till the end.
I think he was working. He was debating on going with Justin Fields, go F yourself, but I think that wasn't going to be. Over the weekend was the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and the class of 2024 was inducted. You had Cher, Ozzy Osbourne, Dave Matthews Band. Shout out to Dave. I mean, he is a Northwest native nowadays by proxy in a sense. He lives here.
Oh, yeah.
Also, Mary J. Blige, Tribe Called Quest, Foreigner, Peter Frampton, Kool and the Gang, all part of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. I think a lot of people our eyes were on Ozzy, and it was cool. It wasn't cool that he wasn't able to perform. He's, you know, still dealing with some health stuff, but he was there. And then they had like a super group that had Chad Smith on drums, had Wolfgang, Zakk Wylde was a part of it, also Robert Trujillo from Metallica. It was just like a who's who of musicians, and then they would bring in different singers. And I think the highlight for me, and I feel like maybe for all of us, was when Billy Idol jumped up on stage and did No More Tears. His voice worked really well with the Ozzy song, and you can watch the entire performance, or if you're crazy, you want to watch all 5 hours of the ceremony. Ooh. It's available, I think, on Disney Plus.
One thing that I noticed was when they kicked things off and it was Dua Lipa singing Cher, that, man, there's a big difference between what Dua can do and what Cher can do. She was hitting some flat notes throughout the song, and then I feel like Cher kind of came in and saved the day a little bit.
Well, I know you mentioned it, and I was like, I watched it back just to see what you were talking about, because you texted me, and you're like, oh, man, Dua Lipa was really, really bad. And I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. I couldn't tell. And I can't find the audio, of course, now. But I thought, then again, I wasn't watching it with any audio on.
I mean, she looked pretty. She did look hot. She had like a sexy gladiator outfit on or something.
Dua Lipa is a smoke show.
She was showing some leg on both sides.
So you didn't like her performance?
No. It was really. I mean, it was. You just know that she's not on the same level as Cher.
Which is crazy, because what? Cher is like
70-something.
So here we go. Here's a little bit of it. You know, you're not wrong. When you watch it, when she's performing and you're looking at her, I have a really, like, I'm willing to just give it a pass because she's so damn attractive.
But then
but
wait.
Just listening to the audio, I'm like, oh, yeah, she's not that great.
And now here we get Mother coming in to save the day.
I mean, I don't want to hear either sing, to be
it
honest.
It sounds honestly the exact same, Taryn.
No, it does not.
I hate Cher's voice.
Oh, Cher's terrible.
Gosh. You guys.
At least Dua's nice to look at.
I mean, nice Cher's time for Billion.
I mean, oh.
I can't. No, I just can't do it anymore.
You're the only one.
It was better when I couldn't find the audio.
I'm the only one vibing. Oh,
I think
so
you might
sad.
Be the, you're definitely the only person in this room that really wants to hear the music of Cher.
Yeah,
ever.
That's also fair.
Yeah. That was rough.
Rockaholics, we have one more opportunity for you to take down Steve Miggs today. He's got a record of 292 wins, 88 losses and 51 ties in 2024. 206-803-ROCK. We'll play Beat Migs at 8:50.
Can we just put on Creed, please?
Finally, I found something that makes Danny like Creed. Crank it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld at Odyssey Podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.